This may sound stupid to you,
but it's hot. Off the wire with Britney,
bitch. R&B singer Tank called off his performance at tonight's LA Clippers playoff game because of the racist comments from his owner. They said they really understood, so
okay.
Yeah. That shows how they're feeling about that. Uh-huh. I mean,
any other thing, they didn't want Tank out there singing the national anthem with his shirt off.
Yeah. Where was the rest of TGT? Interesting. Rihanna's former security guard is suing her for defamation. She said his lawyer actually said that she made nauseatingly offensive remarks in an email to them.
I'm sorry. You should go look at her Twitter account. She goes in on everybody.
Yes.
She's consistent, and you won't win a penny.
And on Instagram, like yesterday, they said she was going in on Karrueche. She made this like stick figure drawing and said, guess who? And it kind of looked like she was mocking the pose that Karrueche was making. But I'm like, if she's over Chris Brown, there shouldn't be any beef there.
No.
Anyway, first Mimi and Nico made that sex tape. They're getting a lot from it. Now, internet sensation, Ice JJ Fish. Trying to make a sex tape.
Are you for real?
Yes.
That's the dude who can't sing, who think you can sing. Ice JJ Fish.
No one will really tell me you can't.
Something about your girl.
Great, okay. Great impersonation. Rock Nation artist Rita Ora, she had to make a settlement outside of court with a Scottish shoe company. Mm-hmm. They were suing her because she did an ad campaign for their shoes, and then she was photographed wearing other shoes. But what I don't get is, like, she's supposed to wear their shoes all the time? I don't know.
Yeah, just doing the terms of the contract. That's
you're getting paid.
Yeah. Hello.
In Ratchet Reality News, Nico Smith of Love & Hip Hop is writing another sex tape-inspired song about his man parts. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Apollo. He's on the cover of Sister to Sister. He talks about being nervous about his legal troubles and his love for Phaedra. Also, Cynthia wrote an open letter about her relationship with Nene. She said, our relationship was as genuine as it looked. And she talks about how it was falling apart. It was a really long letter. You know, seems like a lot of dramatics. In music news, DJ Khaled says he made the biggest anthem of the summer called They Don't Love You No More. We'll be playing that later in the mix. And on TV, SNL fans, make sure you tune into The Daily Show now because The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, they hired the SNL writer Michael Shea as a new correspondent. So it'll probably be funnier, even though that show's
maybe not.
I like The Daily Show. I think it's funny. I'm Britt Nesha. Well,
I like the show. I just SNL writers. Like, they're like, whack.
Oh, true.
You ever watch some of those bits on Saturday Night Live?
It's a hit or miss.
Hit or miss, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss. I'm Britt Nesha, hot off the wire. More coming next hour.